Welcome to the Nerd One podcast. I'm your host, Vincent, and today we're talking about that Marvel trailer. So sit down, buckle up, let's get cosmic. How about it, huh? So today, Marvel did launch out a new trailer for The Marvels, which is debuting this November. It's a story of, Captain Marvel, Ms. Marvel, and Monica Rambeau teaming up to fight and save the world. And what seems to be kind of like a girl power kind of movie. And I have no problem with, a girl power movie, but I just hope they do it well. Because lately, Marvel's been kind of letting things, down, and the writing's kind of meh. So far, Secret Invasion has been good. It feels it could be better, but for what it is, it feels like it's good. So maybe there's a spark of life in Marvel, the spark lights the flame to bring it all back, and maybe the Marvels will help reignite the love of the franchise and all that. But one, besides just kind of a lot of new scenes, but a lot of stuff we already knew about the movie. One new thing that they did bring out was the main villain for this, who is named by Dar Ben. And apparently it's played by Zoe Ashton. To be honest, not familiar with the character or the actress, but, she looks gruesome. Or, I wouldn't say gruesome, but from what we saw in the actual trailer, she looks not beaten, but disgruntled. Let's go with that. Let's say disgruntled. She also has the same kind of bracelet that Kamala Khan has, so I'm wondering if, that's how they intertwine all the powers. It's kind of what the trailer lets you think and expect. So I'm wondering if it's a kind of a falsehood on there or, what may be going on there. It seems like, the Kree are another part of this as well. Almost as Dar Ben might be their leader now. Because she has the same kind of weapon as Ronan, the Accuser, had. I almost forgot his name. So, not sure what they're going to go. Pretty much, I don't know where they're going to go with this. Because they're kind of going, with kind of two cosmic base, powers versus one Earth based power. Because Kamala Khan is just, a mutant, basically, so she's kind of just, Earth level. So really, really curious where they're going to go with this. Like I said, I'm hoping the movie's good. Looks like they got Sam Jackson back to do Nick Fury again. And it seems like it wants to be more of a fun movie, because every time, for the teaser trailer and now the official trailer, they have it where, the music's very upbeat, it's real shiny, real colorful. So I'm wondering if, they're going to kind of make this more of a fun movie. I know Captain Marvel is kind of, I wouldn't say darker of a movie, but it was not as fun and jumpy, but fun and jumpy seems to be kind of the way Marvel's doing it now with all their stuff. It's really bright and colorful. Not that it wasn't before, but now it's just like really bright and powerful. And maybe that's kind of what's going wrong with Marvel. That they're going, someone told me that they feel that Marvel's going too comic booky in the movies. It's losing that kind of more realistic aspect that they used to have when, the MCU first came around for phase 1, 2, and 3, where it still had a groundedness to it, but it was still a superhero thing. like with, you know, the Sokovia Accords, how, you know, real lives are taken and lost, you know, during all these battles, and, you know, the government feeling that they need to step in to kind of regulate those who are, you know, superpowered mutants, whatnot, which, I mean, came from, you know, the comics from, you know, the Civil War comic series. But, so back to topic though. So I really hope that, you know, this movie kind of ends, you know, the year for Marvel on a high note. Like a Secret Invasion has been good. The series, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a series finale, is coming up soon. Excited for that, because it sounds like shit's getting real. And I'll probably have an episode on that as well, so you never know. But folks, that's all I got for this time. So once again, I am Vincent, and this is Nerd One. Do come find us on social media. We're still doing Twitter, Nerd15. We are on Instagram, Nerd1 Podcast. Our website is podpage.com/Nerd1. And folks, if you don't mind, please do share the episode. Like, subscribe, retweet, and let's grow that nerdum. But until next time, stay safe out there. Wash your hands, stay clean. We'll talk to you soon. And please be nice to each other. And have a great day.